Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2021. U.S. futures are flat to slightly lower just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are steady with the U.S. 10-year yield at 1.44%. The dollar is firmer. Oil has extended gains after OPEC opted to continue output increases while signaling it may revisit plans. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are higher and Bitcoin is steady. Much of the focus remains on the Omicron variant. There are continued encouraging reports in regards to seemingly mild symptoms and that vaccines are likely to prove effective against severe illness, although full details on the variant's severity and immune escape potential are still to come. Attention also on central bank policy and the prospect of tighter Fed policy amid Powell's hawkish tilt. In Europe early this morning, ECB President Lagarde, speaking at a Reuters summit, said that rate hikes are unlikely in 2022, but she also said the ECB wouldn't hesitate to act if criteria for a hike were satisfied, and that she expects to give further clarity to the markets in December. In U.S. politics, Thursday evening saw the Senate clear a House-passed bill that will fund the government through the 18th of February. Ensuring the U.S. government will avoid shutting down at midnight on Friday once President Biden signs it into law. On the macro data front overnight, China Kaijin Services PMI slowed by more than forecast. Japan Final Services PMI was better than preliminary. Singapore and Hong Kong manufacturing PMIs showed positive momentum continued into November despite lingering pandemic effects. Final readings were also due in Europe, with Eurozone November services PMI coming in below the preliminary reading. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, U.S. non-farm payrolls will be in focus. November services PMI, October factory orders, and November ISM non-manufacturing figures will also be released. In regards to non-farm payrolls, the headline payrolls figure is expected to show a 535,000 gain, with private payrolls growth of 575,000. The unemployment rate is expected to fall 0.1 percentage point to 4.5%. Sell-side previews note that the report could impact Fed policy, with the print coming out ahead of the mid-December FOMC meeting. Some notes said that a strong print could validate arguments to accelerate the taper. In corporate news, DiDi's board authorized a delisting from the NYSE with the company to list on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. The news followed yesterday's release from the SEC, which saw the SEC adopt amendments to finalize rules relating to the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act. And in an exchange filing, Kaiser Group said its proposal to exchange $400 million in senior notes due the 7th of December failed to garner the minimum 95% approval from bondholders. The news wasn't entirely surprising, and recent reports indicate bondholders are still willing to cooperate on a workable solution. Asian equities finished mixed on Friday. Japan and mainland China finished higher, while Hong Kong was weighed by a tech sell-off. The week was rather volatile as the Omicron COVID variant and central bank policy tightening dictated price action. Nervousness over the new variant saw reopening stocks come under pressure through the week after several Asian countries tightened travel requirements on incoming arrivals. European markets are slightly higher early in their session with services PMI releases on the tape this morning. In regards to the Eurozone figure, compiler IHS Market said the business activity and the rate of growth last month was solid, but noted the bounce may be temporary as demand growth weakened with fears around the new variant. Also in regional news, the Financial Times reported that incoming German Chancellor Scholz is considering BIS executive Joachim Nagel as the next Bundesbank chief, with Weidmann due to leave the role at the end of the year. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.